Today's shiur is Masechta Yuma Daf Samach Beis, and we will begin at the new parak at the Mishnah. As we've been learning on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol had to take two seirim, two goats. One was the Sor LaHashem, was going to be brought as the Karban Chatas, and the other one was the Sor LaZazel, which was thrown down the mountain. We're going to be speaking in Mitzvah Shem. We're going to be learning in this parak a lot about the halachas of these two goats. Teaches us the Mishnah. Shnei Seira Yom Kippurim, two goats that were used on Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol. Mitzvosin Shei Shneim Shavim B'mara, they should look the same. Rashi says that means they should be the same color, white, black. B'kayma, they should be the same height. Ubedomim, they should have the same value. Ubelikichosin ke'echad, and they should be bought at the same time. The Mefarshim, Taisus Yishonim, asks, there's a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin discusses the Ben Sayre Meir. We know that Ben Sayre Meir is the son, is the child that acts improperly, and the father, the parents bring him and say, "B'neinu zeh sayre meirer, einenu shemei b'koleinu," he doesn't listen to us. And the halach is v'regmul, he's killed. The halach is mutav shiyom esakai v'yom eschayif. Says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ben sayre meirer lo hayu v'lo yiyu." There was never ben sayre meirer, and there will never be. And he says why? Because there are a number of conditions that have to be met in a Ben Sayre Meir, and one of those conditions can never happen. What are one of those conditions? Says the Gemara, that the parents should be identical. And the Gemara says that there are never two people that are identical. So ask the Tosfos Yeshanim, if the Gemara established that there are never two people that are identical, so how could our Mishnah tell us that we have to have these two goats be identical? There's no such thing as two things being identical. So the Ritva says, what our Mishnah says, we should make them as close as possible. We understand they can't be perfectly identical. We should try to make it as close as possible. Others say that it's easier for animals to be identical than for humans to be identical. There we're talking about two humans being identical. Here we're talking about two animals. And particularly, why did they say that it's easier for animals to be identical than humans? Because there's another aspect that makes humans different than animals. Humans can speak. Animals can't. For two human beings to have the same voice and everything else being the same, that's difficult. But for two animals to be the same, given that they don't have to have the same voice because animals don't speak, it's easier. Others say that the reason why the Gemara over there says that he can't have two animals identical, two people identical, because it's by definition there can be no two people identical unless they're identical twins. But you can't have identical twins, a male and a female. So the parents can never be identical. Here, on the other hand, you could have identical twins, two goats, and they say that the case that our Mishnah is telling us to do is to take two goats that are indeed twins. That's what our Mishnah says, because that's how we could get identical. But now the question is, if our Mishnah says they should be the same, the Mara B'Koyman, as we just explained, they should be the same, identical, so now how could it be the B'Domim, that they should be the same value? Of course they'll be the same value. If they're identical, so how could it not be the same value? So the Sfas Emes answers, many times in Shas, when the Gemara wants to say that they made a special meal, they said they prepared an igel tilsa. Igel tilsa, we said, it's either a calf that's a third grown, or many times we say it's the third calf born from its mother. So you could have two calves, obviously they won't learn it's twins, you could have two calves that are identical in all aspects. Just this calf is the third to its mother, and the other calf, it's not the third to its mother, and that's why that calf is not the same value. That's why Mishnah says they should be bedomim, that they should be the same value. The Mefarshim explain, al-Pidrush, homiletically, What is the need for the Torah to tell us that these two animals should be so similar? So they explain. The Sar Lashem represents Lashem. It's the carbon Lashem. Its blood was brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Sar Lazazel, we always explain, is to the other side, to the Avodah Zarah, to show us the difference between Kedusha and Tumah is could be very, very minute. We always think that the good side, the Tzad HaTov and the Tzad HaRa, it's very easy to discern. Sometimes it's not that easy to discern. It looks very, very similar. Shavin, Bemara, Bekoima, Bedomim, they look the exact same. And it takes a Kohen Gadol, it takes the person with the right vision to know what is Sar Lashem and what is the Sar Lazazel. And we always have to be on the lookout. Well, Kachas and Ke'echad, they should be bought at the same time. There's two ways of explaining it. Either buy it from one seller, that's the easier way to understand. Or, if you're not going to buy it from one seller, we should have one person receive payment for both animals. So let's say we're buying one animal from Reuven and the other animal from Shimon. We should have Levi act as the broker, and the Hegdash should pay Levi for both animals at the same time, and that's how we'll accomplish V'likachasan Ke'echad. V'apish Ein Shavim, however, tells us the Mishnah that if they're not identical, it's still Kshayim. Similarly, even though we said V'likachasan Ke'echad, they should be bought at the same time, teaches us the Mishnah, Lachak Echad Hayoyim, one was bought today, V'echad L'machar, it's also Kshayim. Says the Mishnah, Neis Echad Mehem, we took these two animals. One was supposed to be the Sar Lashem, and one was supposed to be the Sar Lazazel. The way they're identified, as we've learned, is through the Geirul, through the lottery. And before the lottery took place, Im Achla Yehigrul, prior to the lottery taking place, Nes, one of the animals die. Yikach Zug V'Sheni, so just take a second animal. Vim Shehigrul Mes, but let's say one animal was identified as Sar Lashem. Another animal was identified, Sar Lazazel, through the Geirul. And now one of these two animals died, Yavi Zug Echad. So we can't just take an animal from the street, let's say the Sar Lazazel died. We can't just take another animal and say, you'll be the Sar Lazazel. Why? Because we have to identify the Sar Lazazel through a Geirul process. Here, there would be no need for a Geirul process. It would automatically be Sar Lazazel. So therefore, the Mishnah teaches us, Yavi Zug Acher, bring another pair, V'yagra Leim B'tchila, do a new Geirul, V'yomer, and he should say, Im Shal Shem Eis, if the Geirul, if the animal that died was a Shem, Zesh Olalav Agarul Hashem, the animal that was now identified through its new lottery as the animal Hashem, Yiskayim Tachta, will be now the animal Hashem. V'im Shem Azazel Meis, if the animal that died was the animal that was Lazazel, now the new animal that was identified through the girl to be for Azazel, Zesh Olav HaGoril Azazel, Yiskayim Tachtav, should be the new Azazel girl. Vasheni, Yirach Yistav, V'yimachav Yiplu Damal of Dava. What that means is as follows. Let's say it was the Azazel animal that died. So the new animal that's identified through the new girl to be the Azazel animal, so we only have one Azazel animal. That's fine. That animal goes Lazazel. But we now have two Lashem animals. The one that was Lashem from the beginning and that did not die, and the new animal that was identified Lashem. So one of those two animals will be brought Lashem, and the Gemara will discuss which one. And the other animal is extra. What do I do with that extra animal? Tells us the Mishnah, we let it become a Balmum, we let it get a blemish, and then we sell it, and the money we get we used to buy oilless kites of Mizbeach. We've spoken many times. The Mizbeach was never left empty without Kabbanis. So if there was ever a time when no Kabbanis were being brought, these funds were used for that purpose. Shein Chatz Tziva Mesa. What does this mean? We've spoken many times in this Masechta and in other Masechtas, there are Chamesh Chatois HaMesas. The five times that an animal that's a Karbon Chatos dies. One of the cases that Chatos Shenizkapa Balei Ba'achar. Again, let's speak in our case. We have a situation where we have two animals that identified Lashem. So one is the Sorah Lashem. The other one is a situation, Chatash and Skab Baleh. The Karm Chatash, Klai Yisrael already had the Kapara with the animal that they used. So normally, the halacha is, the halacha l'moshe Messina is, that the other animal should be killed. Mesis, it should be killed. Teaches us the Mishnah, when is that halacha relevant by Chatas Yochid? What would that mean? Let's say somebody identified the animal as a Karm Chatas. He's Mechoyev a Karm Chatas. And he identified the animal as a Karm Chatas, and then it got lost, and he brought another animal. And then the first animal was found. So now we have a case of Chatas and Skapru Baleo. That first animal now gets killed. But that's because it was a yochid. It was a private individual. By a tzibur, that halacha doesn't apply. Why not? So Rashi explains. As we said, there are five cases of chatas mesis, that the halacha l'mashmasina is that the animal should be left to get killed. Vlat chatas, the animal had a baby. Tamuras chatas. And chatas shemesu baleo. Chatash and Skapru Belel. These are all cases. And Chatash Avr Shanasa. Says Rashi, from those five cases that I just enumerated, three of those cases are never passable by the Tzibur. And let's review which three. The first case is Vlad Chatash, and a Chatash that had a baby. A Tzibur, Karm Chatash, is always a male. The second case was Tamuris Chatash. As we learned earlier in this Masechta, a tzibur can never make a tamura. The third case was chatas shemesa baleo, that the owners died. A tzibur never dies. Klal Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Chai v'Kayam, will live forever. Says Rashi, since not all five of those situations are passable by a tzibur, then the whole case, even when it is passable by the tzibur, for example, Al Gemara, chatas shemesa baleo, are not relevant. And that's why the Tanakhama holds that unlike by a yochid, where halacha is chatash and skapa baleo, the animal is mesis, it's killed, here it's yirat yistav. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says there is no difference where passable between a tzibur and a yochid, and therefore since we have a case of a chatash and skapa baleo ba'acher, even though it's a carbon tzibur, it has the same din, Thomas. The Merai Mesoda uses this part of the Mishnah to teach us a very important din. The Merai is an important concept. He says, our Mishnah here is speaking about the Shnei Seirim that were used for Echel Hashem and Echel Azazel. But this is not the first time in our Masechta that we encountered the Shnei Seirim. We already spoke many blad ago in the Mems about the two Seirim and the Goyrol. So the Mishnah should have been there. When the Mishnah started teaching us about the Shnei Seirim, should have taught us that this is the din. They should be the same size, they should have the same look, etc. Why did the Mishnah wait until here? So the Merai Mesoda answers that since our Mishnah here is talking about a case where the animal dies, and that's not at the beginning when you took the animal. When you took the animal, you took two animals that were the same. It's only later that it died, so it belongs later in the Masechta, not at the beginning. Because of this case of the Mishnah, it wasn't mentioned at the beginning, it was mentioned here. But now the Rishonim ask a very fundamental question. We learned at the beginning of the Mishnah, we should buy the two animals at the same time. In the case that we just described, we won't have likichas and kechad. Let's think it through together. We bought one animal, Lashem, we bought two animals, did a goyel, one was Lashem, one was Lazazel. As we gave an example, the Azazel animal died. Now we're going to bring two new animals and do a goyel again, and we're going to have two Lashem goyels and one Lazazel goyel, one Lazazel animal. That Lazazel animal wasn't together with the Lashem animal if I used the first animal. So how could I be mekayimet, we have to have likichos and kechad, they have to be brought together. So Ritva says, I have no choice. And like the Mishnah said at the beginning of the Mishnah, likichos and kechad is only lechatchila. But the other, you don't have to have likichos and kechad. Because we have no choice. Says Ritva, why have we no choice? Ritva says, take the extra Lashem animal, and use it for the sar hanas b'chutz. There was a goat that they needed for the carbon musaf. So use that for the carbon musaf, and now use both animals that we bought together. So Ritva explains that since the Gemara didn't mention that, it's proof that likichas and ke'echad is something that I don't have to go out of my way to do. But it's very hard to understand the Ritva. If we could do it, why not? So I saw two other terutzim. One terutz is, the halacha of likichas and ke'echad is a halacha not in Yom Kippur, it's a halacha in Erev Yom Kippur. In Erev Yom Kippur, when I buy the two animals, when the Hegdish bought the two animals, they have to be bought at the same time. The case of our mission is not when the animal died in Erev Yom Kippur. We're in Yom Kippur, and one of the animals died. The din of likichas and ke'echad wasn't said on Yom Kippur. It was said only in Erev Yom Kippur. The Gvur Sari says another teretz. What did the Mishnah say? V'likichas and ke'echad. The two animals have to be bought at the same time. We did. The first two animals we did, we bought at the same time. We only have to fulfill likichas and ke'echad once. I did it once. The first time we bought the first two animals, we bought them at the same time. There's no requirement to do likichas and ke'echad more than one time. So since we did it once, there's no need to do it a second time. V'oidam Rabbi Yehuda teaches us another din. Nishpech adam, if the blood of one of the animals spills out, yomis ha-mishtaleach, if the blood of the animal of the karban chatas that they were supposed to use in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and in the Kodesh, as we spoke so many times, that they did hazos with that blood, if that blood all spilled out, so and the Sar Mishtalech is still alive, Yomis Mishtalech, the Mishtalech is left to die. Mesa Mishtalech, if on the other hand the Mishtalech dies, but the dam is still here, still Yishpech Adam. And we'll explain this then more in the Gemara Mitzvah Shem. Tana Rabbanan begins the Gemara. The Pasuk says, Yikach Shnei Seiri Izim. The Torah says that you should bring two Seiri Izim. So there's an obvious question when we learn this Pasuk. Seiri is many. It's a Lashon Rabbin. So we know it means at least two. Why did the Torah have to say Shnei? Mit Seiri Shnayim. We know when the Torah uses the word Seiri, it must mean two goats. Ma tamaloy mishnei. Why did the Torah tell us this word? She shneim shovim. Both animals have to be identical. Ask the Gemara, or the Braisa. Menayin apish ein shneim shovim. How do I know if they're not identical? Still ksherim, it's kosher. Tamaloy misoir soir rabba. Since the Torah used the word soir, it's an extra word to tell us, lechatchila they should be identical, but with the evid, it's acceptable if it's not identical. Tam of the Rabbi Rachmana. So that's the Torah saying that because the Torah told us the word soil, that's how I know that b'di'evid, if they're not identical, it's acceptable. Hoi lo, Rabbi Rachmana. Had the Torah not taught us this then, havamina psulim. I would say that even b'di'evid, they're not acceptable. Ask the Gemara Kuvah Menolam, as we've learned, in Kachim, the halacha is that in order for something to be essential, it has to be repeated. So where is this repeated that I would note, that I would even have a havamina, that it's essential? It's only because the Torah wrote the word soir, I know it's only a din l'chatchila, not b'di'evit. Answers the Gemara, sakatat chmina. Since the Torah used the word shnei, 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 ksiv. That's why I would think it says this word so many times, I would think it's essential. That's why not. Ask the Gemara, v'hashta the Rabbi Rachmanis soir, soir. The Torah repeats soir to tell us that it's not essential. Why do I use the word shnei, 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 that the Torah uses the word three times lamali? Chad lamara, one is to tell us that they should have the same look. That means, like we learned in the Mishnah, the same color. Chad lakayla, they should be the same size. V'chad l'damim, they should have the same value. So, one question Rosh Hashanah ask is that we've mentioned, we learned the Gemara, that that in Yom Kippur, the Torah uses the word chukah to teach us that everything is essential. So why would I think it's essential because the Torah used the word shnei so many times? It should be essential because the Torah uses the word chukah. Answer Rosh Hashanah, as we learned in the Gemara, chukah is only for avoidus hanasus b'fnim, for the avoidus that are done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Buying the animals, and even the whole process of the Sarla Azazel, wasn't done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the word chukah isn't applicable to that. That's why I would never even use it to teach us the essentiality of this avoida. Taisus Yishonim asks, the Mishnah taught us that the animals have to be the same, chad l'koyim l'amara l'domim, but the Mishnah also taught us the word l'kichoson ke'echad, that they have to be brought at the same time. Our Gemara doesn't bring a basis for that. Our Gemara doesn't bring a basis for l'kichoson ke'echad. So how do I know l'kichoson ke'echad? So there are two approaches in the Rishonim. One approach is they learn from the word yikach. Yikach is a lashon yachid. I'm buying one animal. I'm buying two animals, but yikach, they should be bought at the same time. That's how some Rishonim learn. Other Rishonim explain that we should learn the Gemara this way. The Torah uses the word shnei, shnei, shnei three times. In our Gemara, we have chad l'maru, chad l'mkayim, v'chad l'domim. They have the gears in the Gemara. Mara and kaima are learned from one, because really saying the same thing. They should have the same look. Domim is value, is the next shnei. And the third shnei comes to teach us that it should be the kichas and kechad. What is the difference in the approach? The Achrayim explain, if we say that we learn it from an extra shnei, or we learn it from the word yikach. So I saw a very interesting nafgamina. If we learn it from the word yikach, the Torah is speaking to the person who purchases the carbon. Yikach, when you buy, be careful, l'kichos and ke'echad. Pay for both of them at the same time. If we learn from shnei, it's not speaking to the purchaser. It's speaking to the objects. It's speaking to the animal and saying those two animals should be the same. It's not enough nafkamina l'halok l'maisa, because we would have to have the same l'halok l'maisa. It's only a difference from perspective. Do we look at it from the perspective of the purchaser, or do we look at it from the perspective of the animals? Says the Gemara, Tayinami Hochi Gabi Kifsim Mitzayra. We know that Mitzayra had to bring Kfasim, Rams, and the same din. The Pasuk says, by the Mitzayra Yikach Shnei Kvasim. Teaches us the Braisa, Miyat Kvasim, Shnayim. The Torah uses the word Kvasim. We know that it must be two. Is the question, Matam Eloimer Shnei? Why did the Torah use the word Shnei? She Shneim Shavim. That they have to be the same. Or Menayin asked the Braisa, Apish ain't shneim shavim k'sherim, even though they're not identical, they're still acceptable. Tamaloyma kevis kevis riba. Asked the Gemara, Tam of the Ravi Rachmana. It's only because the Torah explicitly teaches us that if they're not the same, it's acceptable. Holo Ravi Rachmana, had there not been this limud, that it's acceptable if they're not the same, have a mean of psalm. We would say then it's possible. Asked the Gemara, Ikuva Menola, how do I know that, why would I say that? Answers the Gemara, Saka Mina Tia Ksif. Since the Torah says the word Tia, Tia means it must be this way. This is the way it should be. Kamash Milan, that it doesn't have to be. It should be, but doesn't have to be. Ask the Gemara, Vahashta the Rava Rachmana Kevis Kevis. Now that the Torah says that, don't explain that the word Tia means that it must be this way. Because even if the two animals are not identical, it's acceptable. So what do I do with the word tia? Tia lamali. What do I lose the word tia for? L'shah aviyosai shemitzayra. For the other halachas the mitzayra, that the dinim, that the Torah tells us, must be. So Ben Yochim asks an interesting question. And I'll serve for a moment of chazara, of review, a gemara we learned in Daf Mem Aleph. Gemara on Daf Mem Aleph, we learn that the halacha that a mitzvah has to bring kvasim, has to bring animals, is only a mitzvah usher. Only if the mitzvah is wealthy. If the mitzvah is an ani, he's a poor person, he brings birds. So the Gemara said that if a wealthy person brought birds, brought the carbon of an ani, it's disqualified. It's unacceptable. And the Gemara had a limit from the word Tyrus. Ask Ben El Yochim, what do I need the word Tyrus to teach us that it's unacceptable? We just learned in our Gemara, Tia, that everything that the Tyrus said about the Mitzvah has to be the way the Tyrus told us. And the Tyrus told us that a wealthy person has to bring animals, not birds. So why do I need another limud? I should have learned it from the word Tia, that our Gemara just told us that it has to be the way the Tyrus told us. Answers Ben Eliyakim. Since when we learned the Gemara in Daf Mem Aleph, the Gemara taught us that what's going to be the halacha if a poor person brings the carbon of a wealthy person. So the Gemara taught us that it's acceptable. So I would say that it's obvious that the financial status is not a must be, because we see that a poor person could bring a wealthy carbon. So I would say similarly, if a wealthy person brought a poor person's carbon, but the evidence should be acceptable. That's why the Torah had to say, especially when I can't rely on Tiyah. Continues the Gemara, V'tanan gabe tzipayr mitzayr kai gavna. The halacha is that besides that the mitzayr has to bring these animals as a carbon, he has to bring birds, and those birds have to be killed, and the blood has to be smeared on the mitzayr's big toe and big finger. And right away the Rishonim ask, we already learned that by the mitzayr, the halachas are that the two animals have to be identical. Why do I have to have a separate pasuk for the birds? So Rishonim answer, the pasuk by the kvasim is talking about the animals that are brought as a carbon. Where is the carbon brought? In the Azara, in the Beis HaMikdash. The birds are never these birds are never brought into the Beis HaMikdash. They're killed outside and used to shmir on the mitzayr. So it's a, where is the Odin that the two animals have to be identical? The animals that I'm bringing into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Azara. But maybe the birds that are not even ever going to come into the Azara don't have to be identical. That's why the Gemara teaches us that that din is even by the birds that are going to be used for their blood for shmearing outside the Azara. T'nan Navigam Mitzarek HaGavna. Tzipayrim. The Torah uses the word birds. Mi Tzipayrim Shnayim. We know that birds means a minimum of two. Is the question, Matam Eloi Mishtei? Shtei Shteim Shofes. That the two birds have to be identical. Ask the Braisa, or Menayin Sh'api Sh'enin Shabbos, how do we know if, even if they're not identical, Tsheris, but the Evet's acceptable? Tama Laima Tzipa Tzipa Riba. Ask the Gemara, Tama, the Rav Rachmana. It's only because the Torah taught us specifically that if they're not identical, it's still acceptable. Halloi Rav Rachmana, had the Torah not taught us that? Psulas. We would say that it's disqualified. And like we learned, for something to be essential, it has to have a basis. Ikuv Minola, where would I assume that this thing is essential from? Answers the Braisa. Salkatatachmina Tiyaksiv. It must be that way. That's why I have the Ribui that even if it's not identical, the birds are not identical, it's still acceptable. Ask the Gemara Hash to the Rav Rechmanat Sipur. Now that we're learning that they don't have to be identical. So what am I going to do with the word Tiya? Lamali, Laha. For the other halachas of the mitzayra, not for the halachas that are done inside the Beis HaMikdash, the halachas that are done outside the Beis HaMikdash, that we learned that brought an eitz eretz and a shnitzelas, they were all part of the sprinkling process, they all have to be. Ask the Gemara if we're saying that this is the way to understand psukim. We know that every day Klal Yisrael had to bring a tamid shel shachar, and they had to bring a tamid shel ben abayim. So, neimer, should we say kvasim? The Torah uses the word kvasim, two kvasim. Mi kvasim shnayim. We know the minimum amount of kvasim is two. Matam aloy mishnayim. Why did the Torah have to go out of the way to tell us that we should bring two? Should we not learn sheishnam ksherim? That yishnayim shem, they have to be the same. Umenayim shabish ein. Shneim shavim. How do we know if they're not the same? Sherem. Tamalai mekesef kesef riba. And we'll use the same approach as we've been using in all the previous Gemaras. Says the Gemara, Ola mitzvah hachinami debinin. So are we going to say that the two animals that are used for carbon tamid are the same? And like the Ritva explains, we don't, if that would be the din, that the two animals that are used for the carbon tamid have to be at least l'chatchil identical, the Mishnah Masech the Tamid that teaches us all the halachas about the carbon tamid doesn't say it. So it's obvious that it doesn't have to be. So how do I explain these psukim that are said by carbon tamid? And it's the Gemara, I need it for a different limit. Tanya, shnayim l'yoyim, we bring two animals every day, at the omer k'neged l'yoyim. Means that the animal should be brought facing where the sun is. So in the morning it should face the east side, and in the afternoon it should face the west side. At the Oyma Kinegra Yoim, who tells you to explain that the Pasuk is teaching us that the animals that are being brought for the Karma Tamid, Tamid Shal Shach, Tamid Shal Ibrahim, should be brought facing the sun? Maybe the Pasuk is teaching us that they have an obligation to bring these two animals every day. Answers the Gemara, that's not what the Pasuk is teaching me. Because Kisho Oyma is a Kevas Echot Tasma Boiter. The Pasuk says one should be brought in the morning. The second one should be brought in the afternoon. I already know that we're obligated to bring two a day. What do the pasuk teach us? It should be facing the sun. What does that mean? The tom that was brought in the morning was brought nishchat al keren tsoinis maravis on the northwest corner al tabashnia. On the second ring, we'll explain this in a moment. The Sheben Abayim Hainishchat Al Keren Mizrachet Tzfonis is brought on the northeast corner of the Bashnia. What does that mean? So, the way most we show him, this is the way the Meiri explains, the Talmud Shel Shach was brought on the northeast corner because that's where the sun is shining, and we have it Kenegad Hayoyim. To the side where the sun is shining, it comes up on the east side, so we have it on the west, northwest corner. That's exactly where the sun rays are hitting. Why? Explains the Meiri. The whole purpose, the Rambam explains this, one of the purposes of Karbonis was to dispel Avodah Zarah. One of the big Avodah Zarahs that they used to worship was the sun. So what we're doing is we're bringing the carbon facing the sun and saying it's not the sun we worship. It's the carbon that we're bringing to Hashem. It's Hashem that we worship. But other Rishonim, the Ritva, learns just the opposite. The sun comes up in the morning on the east side. Where are we bringing the carbon? On the west side. We're specifically not bringing the carbon on the side where the sun is. The sun is on the east, but we're bringing the carbon on the west. We're not serving the sun. In the afternoon, the sun is on the west, so we bring the carbon on the east, the opposite side of the sun, to show it's to Hashem, not to the sun that we're worshipping. So the Mishnah, the Braisa just said, that we brought, where do we bring the animal? On the second ring. What does that mean? The Mishnah explained this, that next to the Mizbeach, there were four rows of six, like loops of metal half circles that they used to use to hold the animal down when they shechted the animal. And in the morning they brought it on the second ring on the northwest side, in the afternoon on the second ring on the northeast side. That's where they situated the animal. So the question Rashi asks is why on the second one, not on the first one? It should be more to the northeast side in the afternoon. And first one in the afternoon should be, in the morning should be more to the northwest side. So first Rashi says, Ani lo shemati. I don't really know any reason. Then Rashi says, perhaps the reason is that they put the animal into the second ring so they could hold on to the first ring. They could hold the animal and themselves down. They use the first ring as support and the animal is put into the second ring. That's what Rashi says. Taisa says, we purposely distanced the animal from the Mizbeach because the back of the animal is facing the Mizbeach and the animal may move its bowels. We don't want to move its bowels too close to the Mizbeach, so we distance it somewhat from the Mizbeach. Another pshat that I saw is that if you put it too close to the Mizbeach, you have the shadow of the Mizbeach over the animal, and you won't get such a, be able to shech the animal that well because you won't get so much light. You want to have more light to be able to see what you're doing. Another pshat that I saw is that if it's too much to the north, you don't get the it's not directly facing the sun. When it's a little more to the west side, in the morning it faces the sun, and a little more to the east side in the afternoon, it'll more face the sun. Actually, the Rishash asks, and he doesn't give an answer, different times of the year, the sun comes up higher or lower in the sky. So we should have the animal in different rings based on different times of the year. He doesn't answer that question. The Mechitz Chinuch says that even though the Gemara here says that we should have the animal situated in the morning on the northwest and the afternoon on the northeast, he says if the animal wasn't in those spots, but the Evid, the Shechita, and the Hakrova of the Karban Tamid is acceptable. Mesafim Shal Shabbos, continues the Braisa, the Mesafim that were brought every Shabbos, Vadei Tzrichim Sheishneim Shavim, certainly have to be identical. No machlokes on this. So Rashi says that even though the Braisa is teaching us that the two animals that are brought for Karban Musaf every Shabbos have to be identical, but the Eved, if they're not identical, it's acceptable. Just like in all the other cases, that but the Eved, if the two animals, when they're supposed to be identical, are not, it's acceptable. Taisus disagrees, and Taisus says that since the Gemara doesn't say that, the Gemara doesn't go through a limud teaching us that it should be identical, but if not, it's acceptable. It means that the Karban Musaf has to be identical. I saw a third sheet in the Rishonim, Ben Eliyakim, says like this, it makes a difference. The Musaf of Shabbos that was brought every Shabbos, those two animals don't have to be identical. The Musafim that were brought on Yontif, those two animals do have to be identical. So the Rishonim ask, if the halacha is that the Karban Musaf have to be identical, at least l'chatchila, and according to Tosfos even b'di'eved, why is there no Mishnah that teaches us that halacha? So the Rishonim answer, Tamidim, there's a Masechta called Masechta Tamid. It teaches us all the halachas of the Tamid. So if the halacha were to be that the two Karban Tamid have to be identical, it should be mentioned in that Masechta. The fact that it's not mentioned in that Masechta is a proof that they don't have to be identical. There is no one Masechta talking about the Karban Musaf. Every Karban Musaf is mentioned in the Masechta for that Yontif. Musaf of Pesach is spoken about a Masechta Pesachim. The Musaf of Sukkot is a Masechta Sukkah. Yuma is a Masechta Yuma. We're going to learn in a Mitzvah Shem. So since there is no one specific address to teach us that the two Karban Musaf have to be identical, there is no Mishnah that says it, even though the Halach is that they certainly have to be identical. Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabbanim. The Braisa teaches us this thing. Shnei Sir Yom Kippurim, the two Sir of the Yom Kippurim, Sheshachtim B'chutz. The halacha is that a carbon has to be slaughtered specifically in the Azara. If they were slaughtered outside the Azara, it's called Shechutei Chutz. So the halacha is, and there's a chiyuv for shechting a carbon outside the Azara. Called Shechutei Chutz. Says the Gemara, Shnei Sirei Yom Kippurim Sheshachtim B'chutz. If you slaughter the two Yom Kippurim goats B'chutz, is the halacha like this? Actually, Hidgur Aleihem, if you haven't done the Goyrel, so you haven't identified a Sol Hashem and a Sol HaZazel, Chayiv al Shneim, then you Chayiv for Shechutei Chutz Mishe Hidgur Aleihem. But once the Goyrel was done, one animal was identified as the Sar Lashem, the other animal was identified as the Sar Lazazel. The halacha is Chayiv al Shashem, because the Shem was supposed to be slaughtered in the Azara. It's a Chatas that's brought in the Azara, and then the dam is taken inside. Or Patash al Zazel, and it's part of the Azazel. Achlai Higru, but repeats the Gemara, if the goyel did not take place, then yechayiv al shneim, yechayiv for both of them. The question is, if the goyel didn't take place, lemay chazi, it's not a carbon yet. Until the goyel identifies that this is Lashem, this is mechatis. Omer of Chizda, hoyel v'roy l'sir hanas b'chutz. Since either of these goats could potentially be used for the sar hanas b'chutz, we said before that on Yom Kippur they had to bring a sawyer and use it as the Karban Musaf. That wasn't a saw that's going to be brought into the Kodesh HaGadoshim. These two animals, given that the Goyrel didn't yet take place, may be used for that purpose. So that's why this animal, even though it wasn't identified as a saw Nas Mechutz, it wasn't even taken originally for that purpose. We have a concept of Hoyo. We've said this concept many times. Since it could potentially be used for that purpose, the Halacha says Hoyo. Since something could happen, the halacha looks at it as if it already happened, So we look at it as if it's a sar hanasa b'chutz, the sar that was supposed to be brought b'chutz, and if you shecht it outside the azara, you chayif for shchut chutz. Ask the Mikdash David. Ask the Chazanish. When the money was taken to buy these two goats from Hegdash, what was the money taken for? For the sar hanasa l'ashem and the sar hanasa l'azazel. So how could I say that if I wanted to, I could use it for the sar hanasa l'chutz? The money, when it was taken, the funds were specifically taken for the purpose of sar hanasa l'ashem, sar hanasa l'azazel, not for sar hanasa l'chutz. So the Mikdash David answers that by carbon tzibur, we could transfer funds without a problem. Even though originally funds were taken for this purpose, I could transfer it for a different purpose. Chazanish answers that until the animals are identified as the Sa'a Nas L'Hashem or the Sa'a Nas L'Chutz, they don't receive that level of Kedusha called Kedushas Haguf. And since it didn't come to that level of Kedusha, they could still be transferred. So these animals, and the way most of the Farshim say, both of these animals, since either one of these animals could potentially be the Sar HaNasa B'Chutz, Hoyle tells us, I look at it if it's the Sar HaNasa B'Chutz, and the Sar HaNasa B'Chutz that's slaughtered outside the Azara is called Shchutei Chutz. However, the Gemara said, once so what are we saying? That since it could potentially be used as the Sar Nas B'chutz, I look at it as if it's the Sar Nas B'chutz. Ask the Gemara, I could have said an easier thing. What was this animal taken for originally? At least one of them. It was taken to be a Sar Nas B'fnim. So what, that the Sar Lashem. So why do we have to say that somebody might have changed his mind and used this animal for the Sar Nas L'chutz? I should say much easier. Each one of these animals may be the Sar HaNas B'fnim. Sar HaNas B'fnim, where is it supposed to be slaughtered? In the Azara. If I slaughter it out of the Azara, it's Shchutei Chutz. Why do I have to come on to say that I could change my mind and use it for the Sar HaNas B'chutz? Umayishno was Sar HaNas B'fnim, the lawyer. Why can't I say that it may be the Sar HaNas B'fnim? Answers the Gemara, the Mechusar Hagrola. Since it requires the goyel first, so the Gemara is teaching us, as we've been saying, the basis for Rav Chisda's din is hoyel, since. When can I say since? Only when it's not missing an action. So the Sar HaNasa L'Chutz, I don't have to make any specific action to make it a Sar HaNasa L'Chutz. I could just decide that I'm going to use it Sar HaNasa L'Chutz. However, Sar HaNasa B'fnim, it can't become a Sar HaNasa B'fnim until I do a goyel. That's an action. Where there's an action standing in the way, when there's a maisa standing in the way, I can't say hoyel. The Mechus Agro asked the Gemara, L'sar Nas B'chutz, as we've been saying so many times learning this Masechta, there was a schedule for the day. And the Sar Nas B'chutz, we never even learned about it yet, was done much later in the day. First you have to bring the Sar Lashem, the Sar Lazazel, and the Ketiris. So it's missing all those actions. And if we're saying that there's an action missing, it prevents us from saying Hoyle, so it should prevent us to say Hoyle for Sar Nas B'chutz also. Sar Nas B'chutz Nami L'chazi, the Mechus Re'avoy the Sayoyim. Answers, Rav Chisda, Ksav Rav Chisda, Ein Mechus Z'mal B'ay B'yoyim. Something that's going to have to be done today, even though now is not the time, does not make it as if it's Mechus Maisa. So what's Rav Chisda saying? There's a difference between a positive action and just a schedule. Hagrom is an action. I have to make a lottery. That stands in the way. However, something that should be brought later instead of brought earlier, and like the Hashem say, Avad, if you brought it in the wrong time, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. But that does not stand in the way from saying Hoyel. Amravina, Hashtam of Chizda, Mechusa Grolot Mechusa Maisa Dami. That if there's an action standing in the way, we don't say Hoyel. Says the Gemara, Hadam Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul teaches us a Gemara Mesechta Zvachim. The halach is, Shlomim Sheshachtim Kaidim Sheniftachu Dasas Achechel. If Shlomim were brought before the opening of the doors of the Hechel, Psulim. That Shlomim is possible. Why? Shnem v'shachtu Pesach oil moed. Bezman shu pesuach, when the doors of the Beis HaMikdash are open, that's when I can bring a Karban Shlomim. V'loy bezman shu nol, not when they're closed. Why? So Mefarshim say various reasons why the doors have to be open. What does one have to do the other? Why do I need open doors to bring a Karban Shlomim? So one reason the Mefarshim say is, what does a Shlomim mean? I'm bringing a gift to Hashem. When you bring a gift, you bring it through the front door nicely, not when the door's closed. Another pshat I saw is very nice pshat. We know the kachi kachim have to be slaughtered b'tzofen. So their prominence is identified by the fact that they're slaughtered b'tzofen. Kachim kalim, shlom, don't have to be slaughtered b'tzofen. So how do I show that the animal is prominent, that the animal is kashiv? I bring it through the front door. So what's going to be the halacha? Shachtem b'pchutz, kodim sheniftechu da'afu v'heichel. If we shechted the carbon before the doors are open, potter. The potter. My tama. Mechusa psicha. Kemechusa maisadami. What did Rav Chisda just teach us? That whenever there's an action standing in the way, that prevents us from saying shchut echutz. Here, the shlomim could not have been brought. Why? The action of opening the door hasn't taken place. So that will prevent us from being able to say that you chay for shchut echutz. Now there's a very big machloikis Rashi in Taisvis. If this din of that you're not allowed to bring a carbon before the doors are open is only by shlomim or it's by all kabbonis. Rashi says it's by all kabbonis. The Torah said the din by shlomim, but it's by all kabbonis. So then this din would be by all kabbonis, that if you shechted any carbon outside the azar before they opened the gates, according to we would not be chayiv for shchut echutz, because the action of opening the gates stands in the way from being chayiv. Taisvis, however, says that it only applies by carbon shlomim. So according to Taisvis, the Gemara here perhaps is only speaking about carbon shlomim, no other carbon. The Rishonim, the Rashba, already asks Gevalda Gakasha. He says, if the halacha is that you're not chai for shchut echutz unless the doors are open, because the action of the door opening prevents the chiv of shchut echutz from being effective, ask the Rashba, so how could, let's say somebody would go now, it would be a very wrong thing to do, and be magdish an animal, and shecht it outside the Azara, the halacha is that he'd be chai for shchut echutz. Why should he be chai for shchut echutz? There are no doors. And the action of opening the doors, the Gemara says, prevents us from being chai for shchut echutz. Says the Rashba, when is opening the door a preventive block, from being chai for shchut echutz, that's when there are doors. When there are no doors, so it's not something that prevents us from being chai for shchut echutz. Since unfortunately now we don't have doors, there is a chai for shchut echutz, even though he didn't open the door, because there's no door unfortunately to open.